Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Arthritis is a general term that refers to over, believe it or not, 100 types of joint pain or joint diseases. Arthritis of one type or another affects over 53 million American adults and, amazingly, over 300,000 children. Bursitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, lupus, Lyme disease, Kawasaki disease. These are just a few of the more well-known types of arthritis. Every type can affect people of any age, gender, or race, but arthritis in any form seems to particularly affect women, and of course we know the elderly. Common symptoms of arthritis are joint pain, swelling, stiffness, and a decreasing range of motion. Symptoms may come, they may go, they may be mild, moderate, severe. They may stay the same over time, or they may get worse, they may get much worse. Severe arthritis can result in chronic pain, the inability to do daily activities, difficulty in walking, or difficulty in climbing stairs, and it can cause permanent joint damage, some of that visible, and others you can only see on x-rays. Some types of arthritis, if unchecked, can affect your heart, your eyes, your lungs, your kidneys, as well as your joints. And there's different forms of arthritis. There's degenerative arthritis. Osteoarthritis is the most common type. And the cartilage at the ends of your bones begins to wear away. And then there's bone rubbing against bone, and that's painful, just as it sounds. Inflammatory arthritis comes when your immune system, which usually produces healthy inflammation to help your body fight off disease, when your immune system goes haywire and it begins to attack your joints with uncontrolled inflammation, and that can damage your internal organs as well as your joints. And then there's infectious arthritis. A bacteria, a virus, or a fungus invades your system, triggering inflammation in the joints. Now, for this type of arthritis, doctors must prescribe antibiotics to help the body fight off the invading agent. And remember, when you're taking antibiotics, you need to replace the good bacteria with probiotics. That's really important. If you're experiencing especially digestive problems when you're taking antibiotics, you've got to take good probiotics in order to replace the good bacteria. Anyway, then there's metabolic arthritis. That's the most common type of metabolic arthritis that we've heard of is gout. And that's particularly painful for any number of reasons. Uric acid builds up in your system, and those higher concentrations of uric acid lead to the formation of these needle-like crystals in a joint, often the big toe. These can bring sudden spikes of absolutely horrible pain. Just ask anyone who's had gout. And unchecked metabolic arthritis may become chronic and cause ongoing pain or even disability. I mean, the bottom line here is you really want to avoid metabolic arthritis. Now, if you suspect any of these forms of arthritis, well, you should have your primary care physician approve a blood test for you. You may need a consultation with a rheumatologist, that's an arthritis specialist, and in the most severe cases, when joints need to be replaced, you'll need the skills of an orthopedic surgeon. Well, for any type of arthritis, there's basic recommendations. Stay active, obviously. Have a varied exercise regimen. Watch your weight. Follow a good arthritis diet. And for this, the Mediterranean diet is probably the best. Lots of fish, vegetables, and fruit. Enjoy a handful of nuts. Beans are good and other things that give you fiber, olive oil, and believe it or not, onions, which also help lower your LDL, that's your bad cholesterol. And then avoid processed foods, cut down the salt, and with your doctor's okay, so that there's no conflict with medications you may be taking, a little red wine with your meal. And that all helps to ward off the effects of the most common types of arthritis. But even when you check the invaluable resource, the Arthritis Foundation, which was a big help to me in preparing this program, you'll find a whole list of supplements that can help ease inflammation, keep your immune system working properly, and give you relief from the distress of arthritis. The website of the Arthritis Foundation gives an extensive catalog of natural helps, including some of the most intriguing minerals and herbs and compounds that you've ever heard or read about, or probably have never heard of and never read about. You see, God has really given things in this world, the world that He created, to help the people that He created cope with the pain of things like arthritis. And today on HealthWise, we're going to open the cornucopia of those things. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's Nutrition Department brings you into the fascinating world of vitamins and minerals and superfoods and herbs and teas and every kind of natural health support that you can imagine. And there at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, you'll meet Rachel. She is their always helpful nutritional consultant. And we invite you to call her with your questions about arthritis relief. And today, we are really going to put Rachel through her paces. Wait till you hear some of these things I'm going to ask Rachel about for arthritis relief. And then wait till she tells you some of the wonders that these arthritis helps can help you with. Live call-in number if you want to be on the program, 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. Or you can text your questions anytime, put it under HealthWise in your mobile device. That number is 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. Or text questions, text any nutrition-related questions you have, and we'll pass them on to Rachel for you. Rachel, welcome, hey, once again, to HealthWise.
Hi, Bill.
Listen, this has nothing to do with arthritis relief, although then again, given how good matcha is, right, maybe it does. But we want to thank you for the matcha that you advised us to get when we were with you last week. We're hooked. It's
and
great.
All antioxidants are helpful with arthritis.
Ah, okay, so it's a wonderful.
You have to watch out with rheumatoid, which is part of an autoimmune disorder, but antioxidants in general are good for arthritis.
All right, so everything, we've done programs on antioxidants. Okay, arthritis relief. And Rachel, by and large, I'm going to do these in alphabetical order. Tell us what they do, the amounts, any cautions we should have. I'm just going to let you have at it, but I'm going to throw these things out. And this first one, avocado soybean unsaponifiables, whoa, or otherwise known as ASV, of avocado soybean unsaponifiables. Wow, what's that?
You know, this is something that's been around for a while in the health industry. It's also, there's another version of it, doesn't come from avocado, called Selladrin. And they're fat-based,
okay,
oil-based, pain relievers, you could say, and comfort bringers, and that's terrible language I'm using there, but they lubricate the joints. In some cases, Selladrin has been used topically. You rub it on the skin above the joint.
Okay.
It soaks in very well. Anything fat-based is usually well utilized, you know, if you use it on top of your skin. But when you take it internally, the body processes it and utilizes it to lubricate the joints.
Amazing.
And they've shown that it brings down pain, certainly. There's some question about if it doesn't contain a significant amount of omega-3, and that's pretty much only found in good amount in fish oil, it really will not bring down inflammation, but it does help a lot with pain and discomfort.
So if people mention just ASV, you'll know what that is at 110 Pharmacy. Okay, all right. Black currant oil. I believe I've seen it at 110 Pharmacy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Talk to us
about it's an oil. It's a fatty-based treatment, and it has lots of antioxidants in it. has GLA, which is a particular form, gamma-linoleic acid, which is really fantastic for moisturizing, for distributing fat correctly in the body, and also for pain. So it's like an anti-inflammatory. Not, again, as good as omega-3, but it works well together.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Always take your fish oil. It seems to be a recurring
I think that comes up in every program. Is
well,
a
because
of fish oil.
Well, I can't stand fish oil, and I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like the taste of it. I'm not a fish person. I wish I was. You know, let's not have a big lobster at a restaurant or something, but I'm not really even into that.
Well, then you get in the uric acid issue, but that's for another day.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want to deal with that. So I just, I recommend taking a fish oil supplement for most people. I mean, how much fish can we eat? And then there's a mercury problem and a...
Well, since we're on that, I mean, that's not, we're not in our
alphabet.
Well,
we're kind of in that zone with the avocado, with the ASV, rather, and the black currant. I think we're going to mention another one further down. We're in that zone. We're in the omega fat treatment zone. It works really well for joints.
Yeah, you can buy fish oil everywhere. What do you recommend? I mean, what amount?
Something that's highly purified, comes from clean water. Do not buy it as cheaply as you can, I beg you. And you don't have to, you know, sort of, you know, get a second mortgage, but you should definitely spend a nice penny for fish oil, something you're going to be taking every day. Your health is invaluable, and you don't want to take garbage that could possibly be rancid. So that can cause a lot of problems.
And how much a day?
So we want you to take something quality.
How much a day on fish oil?
Fish oil itself, about 3,000 milligrams.
Okay.
And then we're talking about omegas, and that would be EPA and DHA, which is usually broken down on the back of the label, better product. Over 800 on the EPA and around 600 on the DHA. And you can go above those. There's never too much. It's the ingestion of an enormous amount of fish oil. It's oil. It will affect your stomach.
Right.
So we want to try to maybe get a concentrate or get it from fish that are higher in omegas, you know what I'm saying?
And you say, take that with a meal, Rachel?
Absolutely, with a meal.
Always with a meal, okay, all right. Okay, let's get back. And the other thing under fish oil, I read about New Zealand mussels.
Oh, green lip mussel.
Lip mussel. Well,
that's really attractive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
they have a particular, their omega oil is really concentrated. And EPA is the one that brings down inflammation the best. That's part of the omega-3 complex.
Yeah, but don't those shellfish...
And it's high in that.
Yeah, but don't the shellfish increase the uric acid levels?
Well, it increases uric acid. It may, but not all arthritis is related to uric acid.
Okay, all right, okay.
So I would say if you're having problems with gout, with uric acid balance, you might want to skip the shellfish-based fish oil.
Fish oil,
but
okay.
Try some of the regular fish oil and stop eating so much pastrami.
Okay, back in alphabetical order. Bromelain, although pineapple enzyme. That was quite fascinating. Talk with us about pineapple enzyme.
Well, I mean, pineapple in general is really great for you. I mean, it's a great thing to eat. There's someone who I love very much, Mel Brooks, who eats pineapple every day. And he is a very healthy and vibrant, I think he's in his 90s, and a very healthy man. It works like a proteolytic enzyme. It breaks down negative things in the body. It helps you to digest your food, but when taken on an empty stomach, it starts doing other things. It goes off on its own, wanders off through your bloodstream, you know, and starts breaking down the negative proteins that surround the joints when it comes to arthritis. So it'll break them down. Bruising, also fantastic for that. Almost any painful, inflammatory situation, I always think it's a good idea to add bromelain. And I have someone who's very dear to me, my chiropractor, is also a friend, also always recommends that using bromelain in pain situations. Bromelain. Always part of his protocol. He's really very good with that.
Yeah, and as far as a dietary aspect, if you're looking for an excellent substitute for the cakes and the pies and the cookies, get some fresh pineapple. Make sure it's ripe and learn how to cut it. You can go on YouTube. They'll show you how to cut it the right way so you don't cut your hand off when you have that for dessert. Whoa, what an excellent dessert. We're going to take a little break to learn more about 110 Pharmacy, but when we get back, you're going to learn about Cat's Claw and Devil's Claw. I'll be back in a minute. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Your host, Bill Shishko, my guest, nutritional consultant Rachel from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and the topic, arthritis relief, and we're doing these things in alphabetical order. Rachel, talk to us about cat's claw and devil's claw.
Both fabulous. Cat's claw obviously does not come from cats. It's because of the nature of the look of the blossom on the tree, the collection of leaves and flowers. Looks like a cat's paw. You use the inner bark of the cat's claw twigs. That's how it is harvested. That's what gives you the substance that we ingest, and it is fantastic. It's used South American countries, I think, is where it first gained popularity. But I mean, lots of people here are taking it. It's used in many different situations as an overall body tonic. Fantastic for joint inflammation. It has antioxidant properties, and it also raises the function of your immune system.
Wow.
So your immune system functions almost, I mean, if you take it regularly, you don't have to go crazy, but if you take it regularly so that you build it up in your system, it will raise your white blood cell count. And a lot of people need that,
sure.
Especially people who are suffering from something like cancer. And some forms of arthritis. We need to be careful here because the autoimmune based, the kind that come along with lupus, the kind that come along with rheumatoid, like rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, you need to be careful. You don't want to take cat's claw in that case.
Yeah.
You can take devil's claw.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to get to that in a minute. Yeah, because remember that in lupus and in rheumatoid arthritis, it is, am I right, Rachel, it's an overactive immune system
that actually attacks.
Yeah, so be careful. All right. Cat's claw. Now, out of alphabetical order, but devil's claw now. Tell us about devil's claw.
Well, you're already aware it lowers uric acid levels, so that's,
okay.
That's very nice. That's important, and so that's great for our gout sufferers that we kind of put aside before with the green lip muscle. They can have some devil's claw.
Yeah.
Could they think of more unusual names for these things?
I was going to say.
They stick in your head, so it's good. Again, these are all based, by the way, on the way they look. You know, it's just based on the appearance. They're only beneficial. And I think devil's claw is one of the things that has worked very well for me with vertebrae pain, having to do with stenosis and arthritis and all that kind of stuff. It works very, very well.
Okay.
It should be taken with food, and it should be a high-quality extract, but it's, again, it's also very, very good for the uric acid levels, so our gout sufferers can use it with impunity.
With devil's claw, right.
Great anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, although I'm not convinced the devil has a claw, but at least in this case. Now, Rachel, talk to us about chondroitin, and usually is linked with glucosamine. Yeah. What about that? And you may want to throw collagen in, too. I know
I'm going to throw it in strongly.
Yeah, okay.
It's a surprise for the day.
All right.
Glucosamine and chondroitin are wonderful. It's been utilized for a long, long time. They're both they're extracted from like collagen, but one of them comes from the shells of like shrimp, and
okay.
There's another animal that they harvested from. It's from the shells of shellfish. So it gives you what we call a faux padding. It fakes out your joints. It settles, and after it goes around your bloodstream, it settles in the joints and cushions them. And many people, with diligence, you have to take it for a while. You have to take it religiously. You have to take it with a lot of water, generally with food, and it's not cheap. But if you take it with diligence, it will really ease your pain. And I can guarantee that you will only notice how much it works when you stop taking it for 2 weeks.
Now why do they link it to
taking it? So that's really a choice. Yeah. You know, that's a choice. I think it's very important here that we talk about collagen.
Why
really great thing.
Yeah. Why do they link chondroitin with glucosamine?
They work together.
So we really should be taking
together,
those
they
together.
They form the
right
compound. Don't take it separately.
Got it. Okay. Now, collagen you mentioned. Yeah.
Well, this collagen, will give you both of those things and some hyaluronic acid, which is like a joint moisturizer, synovial fluid, also good for your eyes and other things. People think of collagen as having it injected into your face to make you look young, and that's fine. It doesn't really work very well, but it's fine. It's important to remember that when we ingest collagen, we are giving our joints a break. We're giving them something that they really need to stay healthy. In countries where they're not really as medically advanced, I guess, as we are here, I don't know if I want to say that it's a positive or a negative, because they have started using collagen to treat things like rheumatoid, which is hard to treat. And they actually bombard the body with collagen. I don't know what it does for your stomach, but I know that people are doing it. They ingest it orally, and it stops the onset, the spread of the rheumatoid arthritis. Its progress is really the worst thing about it. You can just watch people getting crippled from it. It's horrible, and their joints become deformed. It's a really difficult disease. A very dear friend of mine has it. Our treatment for it is effective. We use something called methotrexate and a few other things derived from that, but it's got a lot of negative side effects, really frightening. So let's take that collagen. Let's everybody take extra collagen. As long as you can actually get a vegetarian form now, but not as effective, unfortunately, as the kind that comes from animals.
So that's a replacement for the chondroitin and the glucosamine?
It includes glucosamine and part of the collagen complex.
And we take ours in the morning and the night before we go to bed. Is that good or bad?
That's the way to go.
Okay, got it. Excellent. DHEA. DHEA. We'll talk about DHEA. I'm not going to try.
I'm a fan.
Okay, talk to us about it.
Well, DHEA is part of the system in our body. It's a hormone, and it triggers the cascade of hormone function and glandular function in our body every morning or evening, depending on if you flip your schedule. That's part of the problem sometimes, is that we need to get our whole body used to that whole difference. But together with the pituitary gland, DHEA starts the thyroid working, and then the thyroid's, you know, the leg bone's connected to the knee bone. You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
like that.
Right, okay.
So, and everybody's connected. And when we're low in DHEA, we are dragging. We are aging prematurely. Our immune system is not as up to the minute as it needs to be. We need to supplement a little bit of DHEA if we want to maintain a youthful vigor. And when it comes to joint stuff and immune function, I say everyone should take a little DHEA.
And it has helped with
lupus. Talk to your doctor and get blood tested if you're concerned. But for the most part, you could take even like as low as 5 or 10 milligrams could help.
Okay. And I've read that DHEA can help with lupus, correct?
Well, yeah, and lupus is connected. It's a hormonally related as well as autoimmune. They're linked strongly. Okay. And yes, it can help lupus with lupus, enormous amount, yes.
All right, as our time is waning, evening primrose and arthritis. Okay.
It's fantastic for inflammation. It's fantastic for hormonal balance. We're back to hormones again. You did mention that a lot of women suffer from arthritis, I think primarily rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
And that is the worst, honestly the worst that you can get, because that's the one that's its progress can affect your heart and everything else. We really need to get on that here. And evening primrose oil is something you can still utilize because it's autoimmune. It's really just an anti-inflammatory effect and a hormone balancer. Very good. Also fantastic for your skin.
Okay.
Fantastic for skin.
Evening primrose. Now, the Indian frankincense?
That's Boswellia. That's fantastic. I recommend it. Really fantastic. That's a different approach. There are the COX and LOX pathways, neural pathways in the body that kind of direct and sometimes misdirect pain. And the pain impulse in the body. Boswellia, frankincense extract, strongly affects the way that that is handled by the body and can actually bring down inflammatory response and bring down pain. It's very, very good for you. And it smells really good when you open the bottle. So I really highly recommend it as something to try that is, there's no known negatives.
Okay.
There can be some slight allergic reaction in very small minority of people. So be aware, but it won't hurt you. It'll just give you a little stomach upset. And then you have to take something else, like turmeric.
Well, I was going to mention that. But before we're almost out of time for your part, Rachel, how do people determine what to take? I mean, we've got about a half dozen other things we haven't touched on
yet. Find out what
yet.
Kind of arthritis you have.
And okay.
See a good rheumatologist. That's your first step. You're going to get blood tested. And also see how you feel when you're taking the item.
Okay, yes.
Unfortunately, with natural stuff, that's very often what we can do. Almost nothing that we've talked about here could ever really harm you.
Yeah, okay. So different things work with different people, right?
Yes, and find out what type you have, because the autoimmune type can be treated with anti-inflammatories, but we need to be careful what we're doing.
This, folks, will give you a window why at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, there's usually several people wanting to talk to Rachel, because this is the kind of advice you get from this wonderful nutritional consultant. Our thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. They're located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, for bringing you today's edition of HealthWise. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Now, if you go to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, tell them you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department, and ask Rachel about the various things they have in that nutrition department. They have a toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. You get a 20% discount there, too. If you mention WLIE 540 AM, 1-800-599-9963. Wow, what a ride today. Hey, more next week on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.